This is an Audio Wool original.
Welcome to Behind the Screams, the show behind the show.
Cool.
Well, hoo-ha?
Rolling right in.
Well, we just ended our year-end episode, so we gotta be shitty. We gotta have some negative attitudes.
I thought, weren't we supposed to do the opposite?
No, that's why we're doing it here. We're gonna talk about the things that sucked last year.
Let's do it.
It was a fine year, but of course there were some stinkers.
Yep.
Where did they come from mostly?
I think they came from all over. You know, admittedly, we probably didn't watch a lot of the indie ones that were stinkers because...
Oh, we don't waste our time.
Well, because, yeah, they don't even make it on your radar. I don't think
Firestarter, we didn't watch it. That was a major release. Zac Efron is a daddy.
It looked so bad.
The years in the making. Directed by Keith Thomas, though. I know that you do love his work from The Vigil, but I heard nothing good. Nothing good.
Yeah.
About Firestarter.
Yeah, I know.
And they kind of had a blank slate to do whatever they wanted. No one gave a shit about the original one, the Drew Barrymore one, right? Or is that bold of me to say?
I feel like it's got a cult following.
Sure. Cult following. Also, Jeepers Creepers Reborn, even though not even attached to Victor Salva, ultimate piece of shit, people didn't like this thing.
It has a 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, 0% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Which is really impressive.
No one cared. They didn't want that in their life.
Which is fair.
I want to talk about a film that I saw also in the theater. Maybe all the bad was in the theater, and so was the good. That's kind of interesting.
Okay.
I saw a vampire film, and I was rooting for this one, even though it was named the same as a film that I absolutely love that came out several years ago. I'm talking about The Invitation, directed by Jessica M. Thompson.
You know what's interesting is I heard somebody review this the other day that fucking loved it, and it was the only positive
review.
What did they say? It was these British people that review horror.
It does take place in England.
And they just thought it was fucking great. They thought it was amazing.
Wow. Okay.
But I didn't see it, and I heard it was bad.
Yeah, I mean, following the death of, her mother died, and she had no known relative. Takes a DNA test. Turns out she's 100% that Lizzo Lines.
Love Lizzo.
Goes across the pond, finds out that they're not really her relative. She's there for a wedding that turns out to be her wedding.
Bride of Dracula or something.
Yeah, same kind of thing. But like vampires in general, Kelly, supposed to be horny, not corny. What are we doing?
They're
here?
Both, right? Can't they be both?
In some cases, I guess. The horny to corny needs to lean more on the horny side.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
If you're doing that.
Yeah.
Scratching your ear, huh?
Yeah, sorry. It just got really itchy all of a sudden.
The biggest problem I had with this film, though, time felt so weird.
Oh, just the pacing was bad?
You have no idea what day it is, how long she's been there, if it's day or night, if it's dark, if it's morning, or if it's at night. And you would think that maybe that's something they could say is like, oh, we're trying to show how disorienting the situation is for the lead. That's not what this was about. It was just poorly paced and poorly scripted. Just not a very well planned out film at all. I am shocked that it got the release it did, but I'm glad that people seem to not give a shit about it.
One that also got really bad reviews. Byron, did you ever watch They Them?
I did actually see They Them.
I mean, the concept I really liked, but
I think that it was fine. The criticisms of it were that the director or the writer was like out of touch with modern issues surrounding transgender or current non-binary folks, but like the director was a gay guy.
Well, and it set at a conversion camp, right?
Starring Kevin Bacon as the head counselor at a conversion
and
camp.
And Anna Chlumsky's in it?
Yep. And I think they did okay with it. And obviously, I think the intention was there, positive. Kevin did a great job. And it is definitely not a serious slasher, which could also rub people the wrong way.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty much a nod to late 80s summer camp slashers with a modern twist. Kind of like
Sleepaway Camp.
Bodies, Bodies, Bodies does ensemble horror and elevates it and modernizes it.
This doesn't do that.
I think it did.
But not.
But I don't think that it did it in a way that the community found authentic.
Got it.
And I understand that. But as a horror film, I don't see anything wrong with it.
Better or worse than The Cellar?
The Cellar's next on my list here.
The Cellar was bad.
I'm glad to hear you say that because you were kind of rooting for it for a bit.
I know. I mean, I think it wasn't as bad as you made it out to be. It was still fun. The end was really
disappointing.
Up until the end, I actually didn't think it was bad.
It had some okay momentum, and the concept was all right. I wish they didn't lean in so much to the math stuff, or that they gave it more. It was just half-baked. This character, this mathematician, was underused, and the math that they're trying to put together to sound smart, it falls apart under any sort of scrutiny.
Yeah.
But the idea was cool, and like the set was fun. They didn't have the budget to do the CG stuff they did. They should have leaned into the mystery. I love the idea of a cellar that is like borderline endless. Like the stairs down was really cool. The counting was creepy, and it was pretty well acted.
Yep.
But the concept, they stretched it. Really should bad. Have been a short. Would have been a wonderful short.
The end just got so fucking bad.
Completely agree. It was one of my biggest waste of time moments at South by Southwest. I left during the Q&A. I like straight up walked out as the director was talking. No offense to the director. Pardon me, but I was spent.
Okay, so two movies that were parts of very long-standing horror franchises that came out this year.
Uh-oh.
And both of them were viewed very negatively, but one of them I had much more positive feelings about than the other.
To hear the full episode, subscribe to Friday Screamium at patreon.com/Friday. That's patreon.com/Friday.
You've been listening to an Audio Wall original, produced by Byron McCoy, theme music provided by Cemeteries. For more programs like this, visit audiowall.com. .co